In the spring of 2011, Lake Champlain waters exceeded flood stage on April 13th and remained above flood stage for 67 days. Lake Champlain flows north into the Richelieu River. The flooding damaged more than 4,000 homes and created tens of millions of dollars in damage in Vermont, New York, and Quebec. In March of 2012, the governments of Canada and the U.S. asked the International Joint Commission to draft a report on the causes and impacts of the 2011 flooding and develop mitigation measures. The International Lake Champlain Richelieu River Work Group issued its final report Monday. It offers three options costing between $5 million and $14 million, taking 3 to 5 years to implement. The report states that, quote, there is a basin-wide governance gap with respect to flood preparedness and coordination among jurisdictions, and governments at all levels need to promote a culture of flood preparedness and flood resiliency, unquote. Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department fisheries biologist Brian Shipman is a member of the international work group that developed the plan of study.
Hopefully, if this plan is carried out, we should have the necessary information generated to make scientifically sound decisions on appropriate flood mitigation measures.
Shipman admits that funding will be a key challenge, but other initiatives could be acted upon immediately.
One of their major recommendations was looking at the way we manage our floodplains and how we can improve our systems of flood forecasting and notification to the public can be improved. Those are things that can be done external from this plan of study, especially the floodplain management issues as far as shoreland zoning that local governments can attempt to mediate.
Recommendations include accelerating the development of new modeling systems to help with flood forecasting and improving measures that slow the flow of water into the lake and river. Lake Champlain Committee staff scientist Mike Winslow notes that while some things in the report can be done, not everything the work group put forward needs to be done.
There's a lot of good things that they've come forward with ideas and proposals, but there's also a lot in there that's probably overkill.
Winslow says there are some practical ideas included in the report, including preventing development along the lakeshore.
We have to realize that we're going to be getting more rain. We're going to be getting more flooding events, and we just have to be prepared for that as a society and get out of the way of the water.
Did we need this report?
Well, like I said, there are some specifics about flood forecasting that are useful, but the thing is, people have short memories, and so if it doesn't flood for a couple years, they're going to be right back building where they were beforehand, and that's why we have to institutionalize some of these lakeshore and riparian measures that will prevent that.
The International Joint Commission was created by treaty in 1909 to prevent and resolve disputes over shared waterways. It also oversees projects that affect the natural levels and flows of boundary waters. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.